great.
Get away!
Proud of you guys, man. These are hard to get, right? I'm talking regular season, yeah. Playoffs, hard to get. Great team win, man. It wasn't all perfect. You know what I'm saying? It's never going to be. It's the playoffs. They're hard to get. And we need everyone. It's a great win. Great win for the organization and what we just went through this week, right? Great win. Gritty win. And you got to have that in the playoffs. We got work to do. Humble and hungry. Humble and hungry. Right? Get your rest. Get your rest. And let's hit the reset button.
Hey, humble and hungry, man. Blessed, too. One of 8 teams that gets to play next week. We know that for sure.
God is good, man.
Go out next week this week. 1, 3, 1, 2, 3.
We're live right now. Hey, we're live. Everybody got me? Live. Let's go, baby. Every man do their job. 111. Playoff caliber defense, let's go! No overthinking, right? Go play some ball. Go play some football.
It's an exciting time to be a Buffalo Bill and a fan of the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome in to another playoff edition of the Sean McDermott Show, presented by Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. Sean, thanks as always for joining us, and congratulations on getting your first playoff win as a head coach. And the first for this franchise since 1995. What did it mean to you?
Well, it was an awesome afternoon in Western New York. Great for our fans, great for our organization, our players, just really the entire package of a great moment for our football team really cool to share that moment with our fans, which we haven't been able to do all season long. Great team moment and special afternoon.
Yeah, well, Josh continued his outstanding season. He got his first career playoff win, threw for 324, 2 touchdowns. He was your leading rusher with 54 yards on the ground. He became the first quarterback in NFL history to run for 50-plus yards, throw for 300-plus yards, and complete at least 70% of his passes in a playoff game. How do you evaluate Josh's performance against the Colts?
Well, that's a lot of numbers to rattle off, Steve. I just got to – the way I look at it is does he give us a chance to win? And that's true for any position, but the quarterback position in particular, where he was clean with the football for the most part. We had the one loose ball at the end of the game there in the fourth quarter. Darrell Williams did a great job covering that fumble up, and I thought that was a key moment in the game for us. And I thought Josh really did a good job. We got off to a little bit of a slow start, but he really found his rhythm, and the offense moved the football in particular before half. I thought that 90-plus yard drive was impressive and a key one. Then to come out after half and get the points after half was an important turn for us.
Well, even though your defense gave up 472 total yards, they still managed to come up with some big stops in crucial situations. At the end of the first half, your defense held the Colts on a 4th-and-goal try, and then your offense turned around and went on a 10-play, 96-yard drive to take the lead going into half. How much does a defensive stop like that power your offense to go out and put up more points on the board?
Well, that's a complementary part of the game. Although it wasn't great field position for our offense, our defense had to stop before half, played well in the red zone, I thought, all afternoon for the most part, stopped a 2-point play that was critical again. And that, to me, was a hidden stat that they won't talk about the yards, but at the end of the day, it's points. The red zone defense, I thought, was very good. And for us to be able to then take that ball and drive it the length of the field, and then, I could, as I said, get points after half, that was a big, at least at a minimum, 10-point swing there.
This was a unique weekend in which we saw 3 of the 5 first-round quarterbacks from the 2018 draft get their first career playoff wins. Josh was the first on Saturday, then Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield followed suit on Sunday. What is it about year 3 for young quarterbacks that allows them to take that next step in their career?
Well, that's usually when you see players make a significant jump in their play. I think really when the game slows down significantly to the point where you can really start to see their physical abilities and football skills take over, much like college, albeit 2 different levels. But guys that can make that adjustment from college to the NFL, year 1, 2, and then for sure 3, that's what you're looking for. And so all great players and all fun to watch.
Thanks, Sean. We'll catch up with you later in the show to get your final thoughts on your upcoming matchup with the Ravens.
Chopping Wood is presented by St. Bonaventure University, the official education provider of the Buffalo Bills.
Welcome back to the Sean McDermott Show. It's time to break down the film with our good buddy Eric Wood in another edition of Chopping Wood. E, the Bills got their first playoff win in a quarter century, and they did it against a Colts team that had 17-year veteran in Phillip Rivers at quarterback. This week will be a little different with the reigning MVP Lamar Jackson coming to town for the divisional round. But what did you see from the Bills against the Colts, and how can they keep it rolling against the Ravens?
Yeah, so the Bills continued being hot through the air. Josh Allen had another big day, over 300 yards through the air again. He connected with Stephon Diggs a lot again. Stephon Diggs goes for over 100. But Gabriel Davis really stepped up, and we'll get to some plays involving that. As far as the defense goes in this matchup with the Ravens, they'll have to revert back to some of the looks that they gave Baltimore's offense that really worked in 2019, and we'll get to those looks as well.
Well, let's take a look back at how Josh got things rolling for the Bills offense. It all really started with this 36-yarder to Diggs on the Bills' first touchdown drive.
The Bills run a lot of 3-by-1 sets, and they could put Diggs anywhere in that 3-by-1 set. Here he's lined up on the inside, and he runs down the seam. Josh Allen does a great job of seeing the gap in the zone. And Indy runs primarily zone defense. Josh finds the gap between the two safeties, looks them off enough, and makes a great pass.
Yeah, and that play set up Josh's first passing touchdown, which looked like a run the whole way. He had everyone faked out and then found Dawson Knox for a 3-yard touchdown.
Heading into the game, everybody was expecting Brian Daboll to have a trick play in store. The Bills' trick play didn't come in the form of a reverse pass or a double throw. It came in the form of this shove pass to Dawson Knox. This was a QB run, and Dawson Knox blocks the corner. If the corner then triggers, he was going to be wide open in the end zone. Josh eventually gets it to him. It would have stayed a run had that corner not passed up Dawson Knox. And so that was your trick play concept from Brian Daboll in the Colts game.
Right, and then, of course, just before the half, the Bills needed to put together a 96-yard drive after stopping the Colts on fourth and goal. And it was fueled by a couple great connections between Josh and Gabriel Davis. The first one went for 37 yards.
You hear Josh escapes the pocket to his right, which he's so good at, and it looks like he's going to eventually throw the ball away when you're watching it on TV. But as you get to see the coach's copy here, he finds Gabriel Davis running perfectly right behind the Colts defenders. And to get yourself out of this backed up situation in this fashion is just remarkable.
And then the fourth quarter started, and Josh came back to Diggs for a 35-yard touchdown. What did you see on this one? Because this was a beaut.
Yeah, on the actual TV copy, you can hear Josh. He checks this play. He sees pressure, gets in the shotgun. They do a little token fake to the running back. He looks off the safety and knows he's got Stephon Diggs one-on-one against Kerry the corner, who already went out earlier in the game with an injury. That was a matchup he wanted to attack. So he looks off the safety, slight little pump, and then hits Diggs for a great strike and an awesome touchdown.
Well, Eric, the Bills have the Ravens come to town this week, and they haven't seen this team this year. But last year, Lamar Jackson's MVP campaign, they kept him in check despite losing the game. Let's flash back to week 14 from 2019 to take a look at this sack Jerry Hughes had on Jackson on a third down.
They like to run a lot of empty formations, 5-wide looking sets with Lamar Jackson on third downs. Here, the Bills are going to put 6 guys on the line of scrimmage. They can't block all 6 guys. And so Lamar is essentially waiting to see who drops out. Well, here, everybody keeps coming. So you're going to have a free rusher. He can't get a guy open in time, and Jerry Hughes is able to make the sack.
Well, hopefully, Eric, the Bills defense can contain Lamar this week, and Josh can keep up his MVP performance to get us back to the AFC Championship. Eric, thanks for this.
Absolutely, Steve.
Maddie Glab here with this week's game preview.
The Bills knock off the Indianapolis Colts 27-24.
The Bills are set to host the Ravens in the divisional round. It's the first primetime home playoff game for Buffalo. The Ravens finished the season 11-5 and won their wild card game 20-13 over the Titans. In that matchup, they totaled 401 yards of offense and converted 54% of their third downs. Baltimore's quarterback Lamar Jackson completed 71% of his passes for 179 yards and rushed for 136 yards. During the regular season, the Ravens ranked 7th, averaging 29 29.3 points per game, they had the worst passing offense in the NFL, averaging 171.2 passing yards a game, but the best rushing offense, averaging 191.9 rushing yards a game. Jackson led quarterbacks rushing for more than 1,000 yards, and rookie running back J.K. Dobbins led rookies, averaging 6 yards per carry. The Ravens defense finished the regular season ranking second, allowing just 18.9 points per game, and sixth, allowing only 221 passing yards a game. They allowed teams to convert just 34% of their third downs, good for second best, and led the NFL, forcing 22 fumbles. After beating the Colts, Bills quarterback Josh Allen became the first ever NFL player in history to ever throw for at least 300 yards, tally at least 70% completion percentage, and rush for at least 50 yards in a playoff game. The Bills and the Ravens faced each other last season in Week 14, where Baltimore beat Buffalo 24-17. A lot has changed since that matchup for the Bills. Since 2019, they've increased their points per game total by 11.7, which is the most of any team in the NFL. The Baltimore Ravens lead the series against the Bills with 6 wins and 3 losses. The last time Buffalo beat Baltimore was in 2013. This is the first time the two will meet in the postseason. That's this week's game preview. Steve, back to you.
Thanks as always, Maddie. Coach, last year you lost to the Ravens here at home in Week 14 and wound up being a 7-point game, and you guys came up just short in the final minute. What can you take away from last year's game and apply it to this year's matchup?
Well, they're a really good team. Well coached. They're big. They're strong. They're fast. They're tough. They've had a history of success, obviously winning the Super Bowl like they did under Coach Harbaugh. So we can look at that tape and learn some things, but you know, they've added some things to their team and their schemes, and we've added some things to our team and so on and so forth. So it should be a good matchup, and we're looking forward to the challenge.
And the Ravens have the reigning MVP in Lamar Jackson, who just got his first career playoff victory. Jackson carved up the Titans defense for 136 yards and a touchdown on the ground in the wild card round. How do you prepare for a guy like Jackson, who's so good at improvising and making big plays?
Well, it's hard to prepare fully for a guy like that, because there's only one of him out there. And so we'll do the best job that we can to prepare our players and have them ready to go to execute. And it should be fun to watch.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck this week against Baltimore. And to everyone at home, thanks for watching the Sean McDermott Show presented by Connors and Ferris. Enjoy the game on Saturday. And as always, everybody, go Bills.
Final Thoughts is presented by your local Toyota dealers. The Sean McDermott Show is presented by Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys. By Independent Health, you deserve the red shirt treatment. And by your local Toyota dealers.